Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you motherfucker. Okay. All right.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
What I'm talking about
is when you chop my dough down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, and then you call it Blue Magic, that is trademark infringement. You understand what I'm saying?
All right, y'all, I'm here, and it is Tell the Truth Tuesday, October 24th, 2017. We are 1 week away from Halloween. I have something special planned for that. I'm going to actually have a gentleman who is known as what we call a brujo on the show next week. He goes by Apache Wolf Conjure, so we're going to talk about all things Halloween on Halloween, since it lands on a very special Tell the Truth Tuesday, and I'll have plenty of time that day to get myself together as my whole family is dressing up and we are going out. And so in addition to that, y'all know that today is Drake's birthday. If you guys have been following me on Instagram for quite some time, I actually went to his, I believe it was 27th birthday party up in Toronto. We were at the Hazelton, whatever, one of his bodyguards was a girlfriend of mine's from back in the day's husband. So we actually all ended up, it was the year that he did the white fur, and then he did the white, the white phantom, and, you know, it was all crazy. And then there was a mass shooting there, I think, 2 summers ago at the club called Music up in Toronto, Canada. But meeting him was amazing because he literally portrays exactly how his songs were at that time. So if you think back to 4 years ago, you know, he was very, you know, Marvin's Room. And it was funny because I asked my son to actually download that song for me to put in the studio in the queue. And he's like, Mom, I'm not doing that, because Marvin's Room was so dramatic and such a downer that it could trigger anyone's depression. And if y'all don't remember, Teyana Taylor was hitting on that song back in the day, her, JoJo, all of them. So when everybody starts talking about like Teyana Taylor currently, I'm like, hold the fuck up. We was pumping her like 4 years ago. We knew who she was. And remember, she was a little girl off my Super Sweet 16, because her father, I believe, was one of the founding members of the Sugar Hill Gang, if I'm not mistaken. So she's New York royalty, Harlem royalty at any rate. So today is Drake Day. I don't really have too much to talk about, except for the fact that, you know, like I said, I've been lately doing the hashtag Pimp Game is Religious, because I've been watching this show, The Deuce, and it's one of those shows that's wonderfully written, and you know I'm all about the writing. And Maggie Gyllenhaal, which is actually Jake Gyllenhaal's sister, the actor, she's actually one of the actresses in the show, along with a slew of other, you know, James Franco, a bunch of other people. Actually, they had freaking Ralph Macchio, if y'all don't remember him, that's a Karate Kid, in there as well. So it's a really good cast, but it's a show about pimps and hoes. And in the show, it's a very delicate balance against who is really doing the pimping and who is really getting hoed out. And so I love the way that Maggie is, you know, is in the show, and there's another female writer for the show, and the way that when you start to take control of things, that's really all pimping is. It's just control. And so you'll see in the dynamic between the characters where sometimes the prostitute is pimping the pimp, sometimes the pimp is pimping the prostitute, sometimes the female in the relationship is pimping the dude, sometimes the dude is pimping the female. So when I've been saying the pimp game is religious, it's because, you know, I grew up on these Donald Goins books and these Iceberg Slim, and just, you know, in the area that I grew up, and just your grandparents and your uncles and your dad and people like that, they talk to you, you know, about these cats. And so one of the famous adages is, it ain't tricking if you got it. tricking, I'm going to be very clear on what that is before we get into the Drizzy thing. And it all coincides because I'm going to give you an example of, you know, people saying Drake's a trick. He's really not. Drake was, what did he say, 25 sitting on 25 mil. So do you really think that Drake gives a fuck about giving Lyra Galore, what was the other girl, Malaya, Michelle, or the third girl, I forget. He retired their jerseys. And I spoke about this on my Instagram page telling y'all that, like, the fact that this man dated all three of these women, they all look very similar, very pretty, little, you know, chocolate brown skin girls, nice shapes, banging bodies, were either strippers, hoeing, doing whatever it was they was doing. And like he said, you know, they strippers, but they virgins to me, you know. But at the end of the day, they all got along. Everybody knew their role. Everybody knew their place. He wasn't the type of cat that was just going to sit up there. A lot of these girls. And he retired their jerseys, meaning he's the one that got them to stop dancing because they made so much money being, you know, Drake's girl or people knowing, you know. All these cats want to do is just get a taste or a flavor or a feel for what it would be like to sit in somebody like Drake's shoes. So what's the next best thing they do? They try to fuck your girl. That's what they do. Right? And sometimes the girl has to understand it ain't got nothing to do with you. It's the fact that this dude don't like your dude. Right? And then on the flip side, women, you know, you got to understand, sometimes you're not that dope. Sometimes the only reason a dude want to fuck with you is just to knock your man off his throne. He running around thinking he the shit, fucking everybody's little side chicken baby mom. And then when he, you know, when it's his turn, because that's how the game goes, right? Just him fucking, dude fucking his main chick. Oh, it's over. It's over. Even a side chick is hurtful to these men. Side chick is hurtful, if there is such a thing. You know I don't believe in that. So my whole thing is that you think that just because somebody did something for you, and this is a sad reality that I see a lot of women partaking in. So they'll get a dude. They don't really fuck with like that. They'll give him some ass here and there, suck a dick here and there. But dude will, you know, be all in love with him, right? And instead of them being a real soldier saying, you know what, I'm not me, I don't accept gifts from motherfuckers I don't want to be seen in public with. I'm not going to do it because you're not going to run up on me talking about, give me back that necklace, give me back, you know what I mean, this, give me back that, get the fuck out of here. I would much rather just tell you no because I'm not that type of broad. I'm not going to take from the needy, you know what I mean? So you have men that have done shit for women and, you know, case in point, the Blac Chyna situation. You know, that's a perfect example of where people thought that she pimped Rob. Not really, and I'm going to tell you why. She didn't really pimp Rob. Rob is a Kardashian. He going to get money until he die. Okay, so whether it's from his father's estate, the rights to sell a book, this, that, and the third. Blac Chyna. And that's why I was so upset with her. Like, you know, you fucked up the game. That's what I mean when I say that, the pimp game. When you decided you was going to open your mouth and be disrespectful and lay up in the motherfucker's bed with the Versace robes on that we know are like $800. You know, that you fucked it up. You cut off your money supply. So, yeah, you get to keep the Range Rover, but now you got to maintain it. Yeah, you get to keep the baby, but now you got to maintain it. Yeah, you get to keep this. Rob Kardashian on paper is really only worth like $6 million, okay? And that people are saying only, nah, what he was giving Blac Chyna, $100,000 in jewelry, things like that, and then she gave it to another dude, that shit don't reflect bad on Rob Kardashian. That shit reflects bad on Blac Chyna because you know why? All the jewelers put her on blast saying that the car got declined because Rob Kardashian went, called in, did all this shit. My best advice is this. He don't give a fuck about what he got you. He don't care because he knows you're never going to be able to duplicate it. And now because you're a slut and everyone thinks that you're a slut and everybody knows you're a whore, we've seen the before and after photos, where are you going to find another man that's going to do that for you? You not. See, because one thing about Black and Latino men, maybe a white guy might, but then again, I doubt it because he's not trying to be embarrassed up against the Kardashians. So nobody's going to sit up there and deal with that, and you're not that dope. It's not like she was just a drop-dead gorgeous girl. Now, she's definitely cute. She created her look with the wigs, the weaves, and, you know, she got one of the best lace fronts, her and Amber Rose, around. But the problem is okay, he gave you the gift, now you got to maintain it. Now you got to put the gas in. I think she just got a Lamborghini, whatever, whatever. I don't count other people's money, but I'm sure that Rob Kardashian was not hurt when he gave you that. So, again, it goes back to it ain't tricking if you got it. Now, if you got a man out here, and you got a lot of women out here, that's why these motherfuckers be out here trying to kill the shit out of these women. Because you'll take a man that really don't have it his last, right? And then you'll try to leave when you've depleted him of his funds. Motherfucker ain't going for that. You take a man's woman, you take a man's pride, you take a man's job, oh, he gonna fucking murder you. That's all we watch all day long on television. 75% of homicides are committed by people that know each other. You can't play with people like that. I don't play with people like that. If I don't want nothing to do with you, I'm not even gonna accept the fucking cheeseburger. Okay? Not even the good kind from Five Guys. I'm not gonna do it. Because I'm a different kind of player. I don't play like that with people's emotions, with people's feelings. So one of the things I loved about Drake is that he wrote one of the songs, he said, you know, this one's saying I bought her a house, this one's saying I bought her a car. He said, I keep buying shit, just make sure you keep track of it all. That shit was iconic to me because I'm like, you know, you're sitting up here talking about, like, she got a house. Okay, cool. Stay in it. You got a car. That's what's up. Put the winter tires on it. You know what I mean? I just feel like when you're a giver and you end up with a taker, the taker always thinks that they're the one that's getting over. No, bitch, I'm getting over. Because at the end of the day, if I chose to give a man an experience or a vacation or, you know, a watch or some type of jewelry or a bracelet, you know, or anything, you got to live with the fact that you're going to have to take up a collection with all the bum bitches that you fuck with just to get the vibe, okay, and the experience that I gave to you. There's no way these girls are going to be able to duplicate what I've done. So you the one that got to live with that. So I always tell these cats, because in the end with me, and if you read my book, you know I always give parting gifts. So when I know that I'm really sick of your shit and I'm really done, the last thing that I do for a cat is really that's the end of your demise. And then I watch them accept it, knowing that they don't fuck with me like that or knowing that they done did some shit. And then I just move on with my life and say, see, you was exactly the type of dude that I thought you was. And then what do I care about $2,000? Or what do I care about this party over here, these custom cakes or anything that I did, or the Balmain sweaters? I don't care about none of that. Okay, all I care about is the fact that you're going to spend the rest of your motherfucking life looking at this one time that somebody gave a fuck about you and not be able to duplicate it. It's never happened in the history of niggerdom. No one has ever created a vibe, an experience, or purchased anything for any of my exes that was able to surpass what I did. And that's why all my exes are still single, because they was hoes. That's, you know what I mean? I think, like I said, there's two. Like, my ex-husband remarried. He was never a hoe. He was just out there, but he was never a hoe. He would get one girl and be with her, and then, you know, this is third marriage. And then, but he was fine as hell. And then I had another one that as soon as I moved out of the city, then he, you know, moved on with his situation. But I also have cats that, you know, I don't have exes that hate my guts. I have exes that are like, you know, will drive past my mama's house. You know, I still love your stupid ass and keep driving. You like, did you see that? Did you hear that? You know, I have exes that make sure I get birthday cards every year on my birthday, and I ain't spoke to these motherfuckers in probably like 10 years. You know, so when I leave a situation, my mama used to always tell me, you got to leave a situation clean. Don't do no grimy shit. Don't do no dirty shit. Make sure everything you do is 100%, because at the end of the day, you don't want, and it's funny because we're talking about Sean Bullard, what his legacy is when you're dating. Nobody will ever say, you know, Denise was stupid, she did this, this, and this. You best believe, if I bought somebody something that was $5, they bought me something that was $500. Make no motherfucking mistake. I'm just not the type to be, like, posting it like, oh, my God, I got this, because I deserve every motherfucking thing I got from any dude that I ever fucked with. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's where we were in the relationship. So for me, you know, the pimp game is religious. You know, when I find out that you doing shit that you ain't got no business doing, your budget goes down to $100. So anything that I would have did for you, I don't give a fuck if them pair of Tims or whatever, you know, the shirt you wanted was more than $100. I ain't got it, right? Let them other broads that your community situation deal with what you got going on. Take up a collection, like I said. So after a while, you know, it's beneath me to even do anything for you at all, because I'm just like, well, you know what I mean? Since you want to be out there and be one with the world, let them do it. It's not my job. So like I said, recently, you know, I made a purchase for somebody that was very near and dear to me, just because I felt like, not that he earned it in this moment, but that he earned it, you know, in previous time. And I said, you know what, let me just go ahead and try to make a motherfucking day. And every moral being in my fiber was like, don't do it, because you know that when you get this motherfucker this package, this box, you know that he's going to, you know, continue acting a monkey-ass fool. And then in my mind, I think that spirit was telling me, like, but then that's your way to be like, see, I knew you was going to do that. You did everything. And I hate that. I hate when I'm right. I hate when everything in me is just like, you know this motherfucker ain't going to act right. You know, So you just go and then you just keep it moving. You know what I mean? And then you just, you know, like my great grandmother used to say, you know, if that's all it took, then I bought you for cheap. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've been in situations, like I said, where I've had people do extraordinary things for me. You know what I mean? Very nice watches, very nice cars, whatever, coats, all that stuff, fur. And never, not one time did they ever ask me to have the shit back because they knew they fucked up. You know what I mean? I never asked for none of the shit that I gave anybody back except for in one condition, but that was because the disrespect was so adamant, and it was just like, you really just a shitty person and you're non-deserving of even my time. So you know what? I'll let you keep the change. You know, just keep your people off my Instagram pages and shit like that so that everybody don't get their feelings hurt. And then just leave it at that. If that's all it took and that's all you wanted and you don't fuck with me and I don't fuck with you, take it as a peace offering, because that's all you're going to ever get. You will never, ever, ever be able to duplicate that vibe, that feeling, the love, none of it. And especially when you're dealing with people that are not evolving with you in the relationship. In no way, shape, or form is that okay. So when I say the pimp game is religious, it means that, like I said, while I'm watching this program, they're evolving from the street to the whorehouse to the porn. This show took place back in the 70s before AIDS and everything hit. So you see the evolution of how all this shit came about. When you start looking at the evolution of your relationship and you just stuck in a standstill, throw a monkey wrench in that shit. Even if this shit costs you a couple dollars here, just take it and go on and be on about your motherfucking business. Because you can guarantee that in the back of their mind, they know that if you putting it down the way that you're supposed to, you cooking, cleaning, taking care of them, and doing everything that you're supposed to, male or female, okay, the next dude that I get with, or the next female that, you know, any of mine, which I always left mine, the next dude that I get with, you know I'm going to do 10 times more for him. Because I know what it looks like. Excuse me. So just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. If you did 100% for the wrong motherfucker, right, and it yielded you the result that you got, okay, just imagine if you do 100% for the right motherfucker. The result's going to be phenomenal. And that's, you know, the part that keeps me going and keeps me saying, you know what, if you a giver, just give. If they choose to take, let them take. Let that be the last thing they take. You know, so it goes back to the whole Drake situation. You think Drake give a fuck about a bitch he fucked 5 years ago? He don't. Because where's she at now? Probably still working at Hooters on Peachtree. So we're going to go ahead and get started with one of my first, like, workout gym tracks that I used to really love just to get me hype. And this is Drake on one.
I'm getting so cold. I ain't went this hard since I was 18. Apologize if I say anything I don't mean. Like, what's up with your best friend? We could all have some fun, believe me. And what's up with these new niggas? And why they think it all comes so easy?
But get it while you here, boy. Cause all that hype don't feel the same next year, boy. Yeah, and I'll be right here in my spot with a little more cash than I already got. Tripping off you cause you had your shot. With my skin tan and my hair long, with my fans who've been so patient. Me and 40 back to work, but we still smell like a vacation. Hate the rumors, hate the bullshit, hate these fucking allegations. I'm just feeling like the throne is for the taking.
Watch me take all it. I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck, and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you. I'm on one, yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one, fuck it, I'm on one.
Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple, it could be pink. Depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit. Cause I'm on one. I still fuck it, I'm on one.
I'm burning purple flowers. It's burning my chest. I bury the most cash and burning the rest. Walking on the clouds, suspended in thin air. The ones beneath me recognize the red bottoms I wear. Burning the belt, move the kids to the heels. Been shorty on the sink, do it for the thrill. Kiss you on your neck and tell you everything is great. Even though I'm out on bond and might be facing Nate, still running with the same niggas to the death of me. Ever seen a million cash, gotta count it carefully. Ever made love to the woman of your dreams? In a room full of money out in London as she screams. Baby, I could take it there. Call Marc Jacobs personally to make a pair. So yeah, we on one, the feeling ain't fair. And it's double MG until I get the chip.
All I care about is money in the city that I'm from. I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke it till it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you. I'm on one, yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. Yeah, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one. I walk around the club, fuck everybody. And all my niggas got that heat, I feel like Pat Riley. Yeah, too much money ain't enough money. You know the feds listening. Nigga, what money? I'm a made nigga. I should dust something. You niggas on the bench, like the bus coming. Ain't nothing sweet but the switches. I'm focused, might as well say cheese for the pictures. Oh, I'm about to go Andre the Giant. You a sellout, but I ain't buying. Chop a dissect a nigga like science. Put an end to your world like the Mayans. It's a celebration, bitches. Mazel tov, it's a slim chance I fall. I'm a ball, don't you be the name. Don't ask me how I got it. I'm killing these hoes, I swear I'm trying to stop the violence. All I care about is money, yeah. In the city that I'm from, I'ma sip until I feel it, I'ma smoke until it's done. I don't really give a fuck and my excuse is that I'm young. And I'm only getting older, somebody should've told you. I'm on one, yeah, fuck it, I'm on one. YMCB, I said I'm on one. Fuck it, I'm on one. Two white cups that I got that drink. Could be purple or could be pink, depending on how you mix that shit. Money to be gotten, I'ma get that shit, cause I'm on one. I said fuck it, I'm on one.
And that was on one. So now we're gonna get into where he starts. You know, Drake starts getting a little bit more lyrically inclined, you know, because his songs usually always have some sort of like climax in them. It's almost like reading a book, right? So now he did a song called 4 p.m. in Calabasas. And if you guys follow him, you know, he did a song, I think it was 12 a.m. in Toronto, 9 a.m. in Dallas, like all these different places that he goes. And so he also every year has the Houston Appreciation Games. It's called Haw. Houston Appreciation Week, I'm sorry. And so my ex-husband actually, you know, coaches down there during that time because they get the Houston Astros involved and all that other stuff. And it's a charity event for Houston, which I'm sure this year it's going to be huge because of the hurricanes and all. So he did a song called 4 p.m. in Calabasas, and the beat is really sick. But he started lyrically saying things that unless you were in the same mind frame, you wouldn't even know what the fuck he was talking about. So he said Costa Correas, you know, he's like, don't ask me about my girl, where she been? She been at Costa, she been in Costa Correas. She ain't sorry and I ain't sorry. So people were thinking that Costa Correas was a brand. It's not. It's a private community in Mexico. Like, you can't, you know, you have to fly into the little private airport, and, you know, it's probably, I think, something like, I want to say like 100 miles from, Is it 100 miles? No, it's like 30 miles from Puerto Vallarta. So it's 53 kilometers. So anyways, you know, that's just letting you know right there that he was on some other shit. So do you think that Drake is really worried about taking a broad to Mexico? And you know what I mean? And he had it to do? He's not. And so at the end of the day, he starts going through certain situations that regular dudes do, that females go through, which is why I think females can relate to him a lot, because it's kind of like hearing the other side of the story. So you're thinking, like, as a female, like, how could you hurt Drake? Oh, my God. Well, Drake is just a regular dude. You know, he got a lot of money, but the game don't change. So you think that at some point, you know, we loved him with Rihanna because that made sense, right? That made sense. But Drake right now is you know, he went through his phase. He's 31 years old. I didn't even realize he was 30. Shit, I got to look and see. Over 30, I got to look and see what the hell he did last year. I think last year they island hopped. They went like 4 or 5 different places. But right now I'm going to play 4 p.m. in Calabasas. So those of you that have been out to California, been out to the West Coast, you know it's a different vibe. Calabasas, super different vibe, because everyone thinks that Beverly Hills is the place to be and PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, and, you know, Palos Verdes, nah, Malibu. That shit is so far out. And even Orange County, you're talking about an hour and a half outside of L.A. It's not the same. But Calabasas, even though it's an hour outside of the city, that's a different thing. Like you said, he might see, you know, Kris Jenner, which, by the way, looked amazing last night in her red boots and blonde wig and fur coat. I'll be reposting that soon. So 4 p.m. in Calabasas, I kind of like what he's saying, where he's just calling people out. You know, he's like, you all are fucking janky. So here's one of my other Drake favorites.
Bless up.
Yeah. All you self-promoters are janky. We established like the Yankees. This whole game thinking. We moving militant, but somehow you the one tanking. No limit to why I could take it. And you know me as a crisp bottle sender. Check pick-upper. I thought we looked out for one another. Saw us all as brothers in a struggle. Too blessed to be humble. I guess it's different in the city I come from. All of a sudden, I got people showing how much they truly resent me. They hold a meaning to spell envy. They trying to tempt me. The higher I get, the less they accept me. Even had the OGs try and press me. Ha 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 ha. No way out, cause I'm already in it. I'm not attending when I do a show and get a ticket. Good business and clean millions, I got the vision. I've been had it since no scrubs and no pigeons.
OVO Sound Radio.
Even back when I wasn't as popping. When they told me take a R&B on the road, and I told them no and drew for Kendrick and Rocky. I tried to make the right choices with the world watching. Mike never tried to rap like Pac. Pac never tried to sing like Mike. Those my dad's words to me when I asked him how to make it in life. And I always said my mother gave the greatest advice. Yeah, look at me now, they look at me like the golden child. Can't nobody hold me down, especially not right now. Certain is just too wild to reconcile. Take that, no love in their heart, so they fake that. DiCaprio level, the way they play that. Damn, what is that? Y'all don't hear no songs, they hit my phone like you did that. They even hit my line like where you been at. It's always on some shit like when can I get a favor, or where my bitch at. Like I'm about to tell you where she been at. Costa Correas, I got a kidnap. She ain't sorry and I ain't sorry. It's too late for sorry. Green, white, and red on my body, cause I'm dipped in Ferrari. All she wanna do is get high and listen to party. She complain, I tell the driver to drop at Barney's. My summer diet is just rosé and calamari.
OVO Sound Radio.
Look, now you got me started. I'm the black sheep, rest in peace to Chris Farley. I got a lot to lose, cause in every situation I'm the bigger artist, always gotta play it smarter. Y'all shook up, I'm here on the cook-up. Cameras pointing every time I look up. That's why I gotta duck behind Chubb's shoulder just to hit the cush up. Sponsorship dollars are sky high. He be like, Drake, will you please stop smoking la-la? Chubb's why I try, I'm a thug, I'm a die-high. Got the rose pink tinted lenses, it's a Wednesday. Architects taking dimensions, they redoing the entrance. Yeah, redoing the entrance. Kinda like when you drop on some again and again. And you still never quite get it. Meantime, Drizzy over there trying to make it dance to this. Yeah, I make it dance to this. I roll big body, wide body, Calabasas, roll winder, sunshine, wax tires. See Kris Jenner, I beat twice and I wave. The rest of you boys, I blow kicks right in your face. Pistol by my bed, I'm asleep, but I'm awake for that one night when you can try reach inside my safe. Don't push me, cause I'm way too uneasy nowadays. These guys move so greasy nowadays. I tell you my life and y'all don't believe me when I say it. Say my stories for down the line. I'm too ahead of the curve every time. Just total the hits and see what you find. You SWV, cause you weak and I'm always, always on your mind. Yeah.
OVO Sound Radio.
And we can't stop. Make you dance to this. I'ma make you wanna dance to this. Ha 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 ha. Bad breed, bad boy. Yeah. That's right.
And that's what I mean when I say, like, art imitating life. So y'all see, like, a lot of my quotes and shit. Like, one time for, like, 6 months, I didn't even, like, say anything that was my real words. Like, the caption under all my pictures was Drake lyrics and shit. And so when he said my summer diet is rosé and calamari, like, literally that's what I ate all summer long was rosé and calamari. That's why my ass couldn't lose this last fucking 8 pounds. That shit's, like, 300 calories per glass. So now we get to the portion where he starts getting into some painful shit. So Drake always had a way of explaining shit. Like I said, Marvin's Room really fucked me up. Like, I could not, like, I would just even hear that shit come on the radio at night. I'd be like, oh, no, uh-uh. Don't nobody got time for no motherfucking emotional breakdown right now. Like, that's how intense that piece was for me. So when he did the album, and I can't even think of what album it is right now. I'm going to have to look it up, where he did Pound Cake. And it was just that particular album came out, and I was able to listen to that back and forth to New York, like, for a long time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, without having to skip, without having to do any of that. So when you're listening to, you know, the entire album, you know, Drake, you know, sometimes he puts shit out where you're like, I don't really want to, you know what I mean? I don't really want to listen to this whole shit. There were a couple of his albums that were like that. But for the most part, I was able to, you know what I'm saying, listen to this whole album. Oh, okay, it was Nothing Was the Same. That, I think, hands down, was one of his best albums, was Nothing Was the Same. I was able to listen to that seamlessly. So now you have him adding different artists into the mix that we've never heard of, different reggae artists, different artists from South Africa, kind of like the way that French Montana did, went 10 times platinum with Unforgettable, with Swae Lee. So now you have a very different Drake. So you have a Drake that's getting ready to be 30, you know, getting on his grown man shit. You know, the stripper shit is kind of, you know, not where it's at anymore. And now he's, you know, but the thing I always loved about Drake, again, Pimp Game is religious. He specifically said in all his fucking songs, like, I'm not that guy. Like, I'm not, my mom wanted to introduce me to somebody at the gym. Like, he ain't that dude. He even said one of the lyrics in one of his songs was, he said, you want to be up at 8 a.m. in the morning in your pajamas in the kitchen, you know, cooking breakfast. That's not how we live it. You know what I mean? His dudes be in the house and stuff like that. So just the entire vibe of his entire thing. Like, I respect his pimpness. I mean, from the furs to the fucking loafers with no socks, that's all pimpology, all of it. You know what I mean? The you know, the satin shirts buttoned up, but look at his father. Dennis G looks like an old school pimp from Memphis. So, I mean, you know, you have that collective attitude, and then you have his Jewish mother, who is trying to find the right lighting to take a selfie. So you have the perfect mishmangle of innocence, but then just downright dirtiness, the street, and then you get Drake. So as I leave the show, this is absolutely one of my absolute favorite tracks from him. It's with another artist named Sampha. And Sampha actually went on tour, and Drake is responsible for a lot of people's careers. And so, again, I want to say this very specifically. The Pimp Game is religious. It is not tricking if you got it. You can't dim my light by me. I listen, my light's not going to dim by trying to give you some light. It's never going to dim. I'm too fucking bright. Right. So when you see people and you say, like, you know, the only people whose light you can truly dim is people that didn't have light to give in the first place. If I'm a giver, that means I'm a giver of all things. I'm a giver of love, you know, like the goddess Urzali, you know, Urzali Frida. And even just to say her name, that's summoning her. You know, she was the goddess, believe it or not, of gambling, love. You know what I'm saying? They used to call her mistress because even though she was married to three different men at the same time, pimp. Okay, she, you know, behaved more as a mistress than she did the wife because she did whatever the fuck she wanted to do. Blonde hair, everything. And these are from the Haitian Loa, so I'm just dropping some knowledge on you. And so it's funny because somebody says, well, Urzali Frida doesn't usually choose women. She doesn't like women. I said, I don't fucking like women either. Okay, but when you're listening to spirit, and you know, a lot of women, this is another thing I want to clear up too. A lot of women, you know, oh, I'm a queen, I'm this, I'm that. Queens take care of their kingdom. So if you have somebody that's in your life, whether it's your children, whether it's your brother, whether it's your family, whether it's your mom, that's part of your kingdom, right? So if you're a queen, you take care of them by any means necessary. I have no problem getting my any by any means on. You know, I did a post the other day, you know, somebody saying, oh, I didn't know that you did this, and how come you don't have more likes? I don't have more likes on my Instagram because people like me in real life. And so if you happen to stumble across my page, it's not because, you know, I solicited you. It's not because I'm on the internet every other day like, here, buy my shirt, buy my shirt. Buy this, buy that. Like I said, my third website been up for probably 6-7 months now. I ain't even fucking told nobody about it. You have to specifically come to me and ask, because it's just something, you know, I make no mistake, I'm out here trying to get money. But at what expense? My personal page is just that. It's my personal page. So anybody that's on my page, I consider that you're either in business, you either want to do business, you want to steal my business, or you listen to my show. So it's all monetary for me. I don't even post every week when my shows are up. I could be having 50 million callers answering these calls. I don't fucking feel like it. Sometimes I just like to hear myself talk. So this last track, like I said, is one of my favorites with Sanfa, because I feel like when he was talking about his mom, like I really felt that when he was like, you know, he said he has to tell his mom, like, to get dressed up and go do shit. Now, that's true shit. Like, that shit really, like, you know, it's deep when you got a song that's making you get misty-eyed and shit. You like, ain't nothing even fucking wrong with me. And so that's the power of music, and that's the power of spelling. You know, people, as we go into the show next week and we talk to Apache Wolf Conjure, conjuring, spelling, all the same thing, people don't realize that the things that you listen to and the things that you repeat and the songs that you sing, that's all spelling. So if you think that you a trap queen, that's what you are. You know, if you sing in Jasmine Sullivan songs, why you got to be so insecure, that's what you are, or that's what you're projecting, and that's what you're going to attract. I choose to spell with Drake. I choose to spell with Beyonce songs. I choose to spell with the Gap Band, you know, things like that, because that's what I mean when I say you have to control your mood. And so if we're all able to control our mood, and to understand that the things that we listen to are very much as important as the things that we say, I think that as humans, we would get along a hell of a lot better than to sit there and act like we don't give a fuck about certain things. And I think that was another reason. They actually did a class. I want to say that Michael Eric Dyson did a class in New York, in Washington, D.C., about, you know, Drake 101, basically breaking down lyrics, saying that, you know, black women are saying that black men are not sensitive and they're not emotional and they're not writing letters and they're not writing poetry and all these other things. And then here we have Drake come along, and then people are calling him a pussy and saying he's gay, which very clearly he's not. And it's not just because of the bitches that he's dealt with or the women that he's dealt with. You know, I use bitch interchangeably when I don't know your name. But it's just because of the fact that he respects and he loves women so much, he's definitely not gay. But I'm going to leave you with the song Too Much, and I hope y'all like it as much as I do, because it didn't get as much airplay as I would have thought it would, because it's not a club banger. It's not something that you're going to play in a club. But it's something that I listen to when I'm really trying to get in touch with my sensitive side. So you guys have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. And next Tell the Truth Tuesday is Halloween. Well, I thought I was going to be able to let y'all listen to Too Much, but I see that that was not queued up properly. So this is part of the shit that I'm talking about when you when you fucking go live. So the bottom line is, now I'm going to have to let y'all listen to one of my other songs that I like, and it would be this one right here.
Ready for it. Ready for it.
Nigga with the visa, nigga with that Lisa. Talking about that Lisa, nigga with that visa, nigga with that Lisa. Yeah, I speak the truth with everything else, guys. They pretend that we can, but the vibes don't fly, bro. I survive being gods like you. I'm surprised y'all think y'all can disguise y'all truth. I seen eyes wide and they're about to shoot. You can be a hairpin off and you can trigger your roots. I wait till these haters don't give me that. You know the world can see just how phony you act, bruh. Y'all body language is on remedial. How could you see the difference when you and I? My crash course was much tougher around friends who kill their friends and hug their friend's mother and show up at the funeral complete with blank stares. Invisible ink, I had to read things that wasn't there. Memories may sneak down my cheek, but I could see a side eye in my sleep.
Ready for a deep breath to love the voice. Eyes open them up, take off the coins. Still singing from tears that try to steal. I'm ready for earth, ready for.
sat down with Prince eye to eye. He told me his wishes before he died. Now Lonnie McMillan, he must be colorblind. They only see green from them purple eyes. They eyes high, they eyes high. My eyes wide shut to all the lies. These industry niggas, they always been fishy. But ain't no biggie, your lazy eye, huh? This guy is slave on his face. You think he wanted the masters with his masters? You greedy bastards, so tickets to walk through his house. I'm surprised you ain't auction off the casket. Don't big bro me, don't big homie. I seen pure admiration become rife. I've been to Paris at least 2 times. I seen the Eiffel, I seen the Eiffel.
Ready for a deep breath to love the boys. Eyes open them up, take off the coins. Still singing from tears, they try to steal. I'm ready for earth, ready for real. Solipsistic, admit it, I see you there. So it seems, so you seem. I can't tell if your image is just a flare. In my dreams,
open arms to touch wood.
Talking about that Lisa, nigga, with that Lisa, nigga, with that.